Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The early read on retail sales for the holiday season is that they were up by more than 5%, perhaps the best season for retailers in 3 years. MasterCard reported that sales of women's apparel and restaurant meals showed the most increase. We'll get a fuller report on how consumers shopped for the holidays next week. Behind the numbers are some shifts in how young people are shopping. And with me to discuss them is our resident fashionista, Zoe Washington. She's a fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for teens and tweens. Welcome back, Zoe.
Thanks for having me.
So first about the shopping numbers. I was, as usual, still shopping the day before Christmas. I was in the stores, and it did not feel crowded. So I was surprised to read this report from MasterCard that they thought sales had been up by 5.5%. Does that mean a lot of that was on the internet and not in stores?
I think so. I think a number of it was over the internet, and a lot of people are sourcing and shopping online. And I think the reason why you see not that many people in the malls is because the idea of going to the mall, I think, has changed a little bit.
Huh. Well, how does that, you told me that there's been a real shakeout with some manufacturing lines that aim at teenagers.
Yes.
What's going on there?
There's a huge fallout right now in the fashion community about what's going on with major teen retailers. We call it kind of the AAA. So think Abercrombie and Fitch, American Eagle, American Apparel, Aeropostale. These were companies that were really seen as the benchmarks of the teen retail movement of the early 2000s, from 1990 to the early 2000s, where mall culture was still pretty strong. And due to changing shifts in actual consumer, the way people consume fashion and actual trends, people are not shopping at these large-scale retailers anymore. And so they're really trying to scramble and figure out, go to the kitchen, figure out some things, and reconfigure their entire business models.
Well, what is the change? What is it that young shoppers used to do that they're not doing?
Well, young shoppers, number one, these companies, really their benchmark was on sort of a preppy style. When it came to American Eagle, when it comes to Abercrombie and Fitch, they were really all about that sort of preppy, very heavily logoed, distressed T-shirts, distressed jeans kind of mentality. And the first major shift is that that's no longer really in fashion. Teenagers are seeing a much more global approach to fashion and taking influences from style bloggers, from celebrities, red carpet style, and a lot of their influences are much more varied than the influences that we're seeing trickling down from Abercrombie, American Eagle, and Aeropostale.
But I would think it wouldn't be that hard for a company to respond to a change like that.
I would think so, too. But, you know, with the increase in fast fashion, those companies like Zara, H&M, Forever 21 are a lot better equipped to accommodate the teen changing shifts in fashion and style. So for them, if they see that a popular blogger is wearing a certain shirt in a certain way and getting a huge response, and maybe that's one of their top influencers, that'll be reflected as soon as 2 weeks to a month in their stores. Whereas large stores like Abercrombie and American Eagle and Aeropostale have a longer lead time from the inception of a design to production to actually seeing it on the floor. So they don't really respond to the trends as quickly as teens need. And that's the first problem. And I would say the second problem is that the trends that they're showing aren't really trends anymore.
That's fashion editor Zoe Washington here on 88.1 Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Zoe's CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for the teen and tween demographics. So she's the perfect person for us to talk to about these change in trends. Do teens shop heavily online?
Teens shop heavily online, but not in the ways that people assume. I think most people think, okay, well, teens are, you know, they're this entire demographic that is constantly online, constantly
on the screen,
social media, exactly, and so that they're just buying away. But for the large part, most teenagers do not have credit cards, and I'm talking about the average teenager does not have a credit card at their disposal. They still have to access their parents' credit card for that reason. So I would say roughly 15% of teens shop online for all of their clothes. They're still needing to go to the mall or go to some store, brick and mortar experience, in order to buy what they need.
So does anything that we've been talking about in how those young shoppers have changed how they shop and thrown some companies under the bus. Does any of that apply to older shoppers?
Yes. I mean, I think that as teenagers go, so does the nation. And I think that because you're seeing that teens are really paying attention to not just what's going on in the store in terms of trend, but they're also paying attention to how items are made, the general experience behind a brand. Teens feel very strongly about what they buy, and I think that that's a response to the recession as well, that they have less money to spend, so what they're going to spend their money on is very important. And they want to really believe in a brand, and that can be built through social media, but that can also be built through the actual experience of what's happening in the store. And I think the same is true for older shoppers. Older shoppers are a lot more concerned now with not just what the brand is putting forth, but what it's like for them when they get in the store. Do they feel like they're being heard? Are their needs being addressed? How are the clothes being made? Is it ethically, you know, sound? Is it ecologically friendly? Like, all of these elements really play into how people shop. And you see that most with teenagers.
We're almost out of time, but I want to put another element in here, and I don't know whether it relates or not. The New York Times last weekend wrote about Owings Mills Mall as an example of a national trend of shopping centers with high levels of vacant stores, basically dead centers, even if they haven't closed. And Owings Mills has not closed, but it was
exactly
the poster child in this New York Times piece. Does that trend reflect also a change in how young people shop?
I believe so. I think that, like I said, young people aren't going to the malls for the exact reason that we used to. When I was young, you know, I got dropped off at the mall and we would spend the entire day there, and it was quite an experience. But with malls like Owings Mills Mall, where the anchor store is no longer an aspirational store like a Saks or even a Macy's in some case, and instead is anchored by a Sears or a Target or sort of off-brand retailers, the experience of going to the mall has really changed. And I think that teenagers go to the mall and see it as this kind of empty, soulless box that maybe exists just to get the odds and ends that you need. And it's no longer that sense of community around the enclosed mall space. But you see a difference when it comes to outside malls, when it, like, community-driven malls where there's walking greens and there is an experience attached to it, which is why I believe, like, Columbia Mall is a good example of you know, a large mall, enclosed mall, that has started to open out community greens offshoots from the mall itself in order to create that sense of not just a community, but a sense of a shopping experience. And Owings Mills Mall has not yet done that. And so what you see are tons of vacant stores, and the stores that are there aren't really familiar to the shopper. A lot of teenagers, and I would say even older shoppers, when they go to the mall, it's either to source something that they have seen online and that they want to see what it's like in person, or to discover something new and then maybe comparison shop it online. But when you go to the mall and you don't really recognize any of the brands and you're not really excited about the offerings that are there, that experience is lost. So, Owings Mills Mall is kind of tragic to me, because I remember when there was a Saks there, and I remember when it was a big deal to go to Owings Mills Mall and spend the whole day there and have fun in the food court. But I guess that's no longer.
Zoe, thank you.
Thank you.
Zoe Washington, fashion editor and CEO of the company Little Bird, a fashion consulting service for the teen and tween demographic. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, including a link to the New York Times piece on dying shopping malls and to the Baltimore Business Journal's follow-up. I'm Sheila Cass. That's it for today's show. Hope you'll be back with us Friday.